Welcome to Worst Case Scenario, a podcast about anxiety. I'm one of your hosts, Yusung.
I am your other host, Rebecca.
And the way this podcast works is that each week one of us will bring in something we're anxious about, we'll talk about it, and then that person will read a scene they've written that's the worst case scenario for that anxiety. Episode 2, Season 2.
Hey.
How was your week? I think I just found my new ringtone.
Yeah. Last week we were here, we recorded.
Yeah.
I think it went okay. Seemed like it was fine. Went to pull out of my parking spot, and I was parked next to like a concrete, like a pole, but it's rectangular, so it has a sharp, jagged edge to it.
Yeah.
And I angled too fast on my way out, and I felt a bad feeling, and I heard a bad sound, kind of like a, your life is over. And
I feel bad laughing.
Yeah. Well, you were still in your car. You were right. Parked a few spots over from me. And I just stopped. I just totally froze. And I got out of my car and I looked at the front driver's side of my entire car, and it was just like dangling. It was just like crunched up and like dangling off. And I think I just stood there. I think I blacked out for a second from shock. And you were in your car, and I saw you look over, and you were just like, your eyes got kind of wide.
Right.
And you got out, and you walked over, you're like, holy shit. And I was like, I don't understand. I think I was just totally in shock. It was really bad. And you were so helpful, actually, because I didn't know what to do. Yusung just stabbed. I didn't know what to do. So I FaceTimed Noah, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I showed him the car. I was like, what? I'm confused. Yeah. And he was like, okay, it's gonna be okay, like get some duct tape. And I was like, what? And I just stood there, and like Yusung ran back into the building, like got duct tape, like picked up all the shards. There were so many shards on the ground, like glass. And like,
I thought this was a parking lot, not a production of Angels in America.
Right? He picked up all of the shards because I literally physically couldn't move. And thank you so much for doing that. I feel really bad that you had to do all that for me.
No. But it didn't feel like anything.
And then you... Okay. And then you like ran into the building and you got the duct tape and you taped it up actually really well.
Thank you.
I don't remember it happening. I only know it was a good job because later I saw it and I was like, I guess he did a good job. And I was just like, what a fucking piece of shit idiot I am, right? Like, I just felt so dumb.
Wait. The fact that
this was a week ago.
I know, but like I've done the exact. I feel like everyone has done this because I've done this, and like I've scraped the shit out of my car.
But
like
scraping is different.
Like, I know, like to varying degrees of damage, of course. But it's just like, you never like it's so infrequent when you're parked in a parking structure or like anywhere.
Right,
next
it's
to
like
a
it's like I didn't
thing.
Get into an accident. I just did this to myself.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just felt really dumb. Like if it was just an aesthetic problem, I would have just been like, all right, my car's just ugly now. It's fine. I don't fucking care what it looks like. But it was like a structural problem. Yeah.
So your car's in the... And this has to do with your anxiety this week.
Yeah, that was a Saturday. And like I went... I couldn't go to my mechanic until Monday. It wasn't open.
Right.
And it's just... The quote was so much money. It's just thousands of dollars.
Yeah, Jesus.
And I had to get it fixed. So it's like I don't have a car at the moment. Hopefully I get it back soon. But that's all. My whole mind has been consumed by that. So that's how my week has been. Other than that, you know, how are you?
Well, the things that I had to talk about are so superficial now.
Oh no, it's really fine. It happens.
Are you sure?
Yeah, totally.
Can I really test the limits?
What am I gonna do? Cry?
Okay. The things that I wanted to talk about are things that happened during the break between season one and season two.
Oh, cool.
I wanted to talk about how I went to take a Korean dance class.
Oh my god, I love the story, so you have to tell it.
Okay, so this is a slight detour, and then we'll go back to Rebecca's anxiety.
Oh, we'll go back to mine later. It's fine.
Okay. A few months ago, there was one night where a friend and I like got really drunk, and we learned a K-pop dance routine, and I posted it to my
Define
Instagram.
Define really drunk.
One drink.
Got
no,
it.
No, no, no.
Got it.
Actually, like a few drinks. I don't know. I was like, I was feeling a little mischievous that night, I guess.
People don't use mischievous enough.
I know.
It's an underused word. I love it.
I'm so embarrassed. We learned a dance routine following a YouTube tutorial, posted it on Instagram to huge aplomb.
Yeah?
Not really.
I watched it.
Right. And then, like...
It was great.
So, like, and that was, like, a... I remember talking to you at work about it afterwards because, like, it's so infrequent where you get... I slept like a baby that night. And it was because, like, it's so infrequent where you get to, one, be, like, silly, and two, like, do something, like, like physical. Like, truly spoken like a person who doesn't work out. Yes.
Silly and physical. It's your new Tinder profile. I like to get silly while I get physical.
Is this your card? Okay.
Please don't mind the clown nose.
And that was like fun. And then I've been watching a lot of Korean variety shows. And I was like, maybe I'll just like take a dance class.
Yeah.
It's like kind of fun. And so I looked it up online, worked up the courage to go to one. It was called, I thought we were going to learn a routine, but the class that I signed up for was called Hip Hop Basic. And all we did for an hour, it was me, a man in his 50s, and like three middle school girls. And it was like at 10 a.m. on a Sunday. And the teacher, like, she just did moves that she didn't explain them. She's like, put on a playlist of like hardcore rap. Like, I'm talking like very like...
Can you...
Yeah. No, like cheesy, like X gonna give it to you. Like,
songs of a similar
tempo slash beat. Like, and it's just continuous. And she would just like start doing moves. And then we would just have to follow.
You just popped your shoulders a little bit. You said start doing moves. You just popped them a little bit.
And it was just so like... I've already told you this already, but like I learned that I'm not aware of my body at all. Mm-hmm. Like at one point, everyone was standing after doing a move. Everyone was just standing, and I had one arm in the air. Like, I forgot to bring it down.
Yeah.
Like it was so horrifying. And the other memorable thing is that like she's trying to teach everyone the wave.
Yeah.
So it's like first your knuckles.
Oh, I remember you practicing this in the office. It was really sweet.
So it's like first your knuckles, then your wrist, then you curve your arm, and then your arm goes up, then you push your shoulder in, and then you do the same on the other side.
You know those little, at IKEA, you can get them, those little like wooden, there's like the little wooden man that's like a art form that's like, like you can move all his joints.
Right.
That's kind of what
it's kind of like that
you're doing.
And I have like obviously tried to learn the wave before, whether it be like middle school. School like I want to say gym classes, but it was probably me.
Pep rally.
Most likely, it was like me at home following along to a YouTube video, trying to learn the wave to be cool. And she was just like trying to teach us all the wave, and like looking at me specifically with the most patient smile in the world because I could not like.
How was the 50-year-old man?
He was good. He went there often, and I was
really
come here
often.
And here's the thing: I can do each step separately.
Oh, you just did one arm really well.
Oh, thank you.
Whoa!
I can do each step separately, but it's like as if I've said this exact thing joke to you before, but it's as if you're taking like a paint class, and you're like, okay, here's your red paint. And here's your blue paint. Here's your yellow paint. Okay, paint the Mona Lisa, go! It's so hard to put it together.
Yeah.
And like the most embarrassing thing is that like I wanted to be really good at dancing.
Of course.
I still really do. Because I was like, oh, what if I'm also really good at...
I remember it was like the day or a day or two after you had taken this class and were at work. And sometimes when we get like... either of us get stressed out about something at work, one of us will say there, do you want to go for a walk? And we'll just like walk around the block a couple times or walk up and down the street just to like vent for a little bit and then go back into the office and like accept fate. But you were telling me about the class and you were like, Rebecca, this is so embarrassing, but like, I wanted to be great. I thought I could just go. I thought like, I didn't want to have to like become great. Like I just wanted to be great. I just wanted to go and like discover that I'm great. And I think I said, I know. And you got really like emotional.
Yeah, because it was one of those moments where like
you feel truly seen.
Yeah, you someone's witnessing you, and it's just like supportive. Like, yeah, I know. Like, you want an ice cream? You like that? Like, like truly, like a supportive.
Yeah, I do firmly believe that one day you could be good at it.
Thank you. That's very nice.
But you have to try a lot.
Yeah, I do want to go back and actually learn a routine, but like I am so like ashamed.
No.
I know. Like,
you mustn't be ashamed.
Like, I've thought about the class infinitely more than the teacher has. Like,
yeah. Well, I asked you if you were going to go back, and then you were like, I don't want the teacher to have to be like, oh, this, he's back. Like, and I said, like, she definitely never thought about you again. Like, don't worry about it. She probably won't even remember you.
Right. Well, we were riding up in an elevator, and she was like, I don't think about you at all.
Yeah. Good reference.
Thank you. So yeah, that was something that happened in between season one.
That's more of like a something that happened segment.
Yeah,
but I accept it for this segment.
Last thing before we get into your anxiety.
Sure.
Okay, so this I feel like also says a lot about who I am. There's like a Korean K-Con. It's happening in LA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a very K-pop themed episode, I feel right. Except my stuff, but.
One of the groups that I really like, Twice, is coming to K-Con.
Yeah.
Why am I whispering?
When is it?
It's sometime in August.
Okay.
So this might be out before or after, but.
Listeners.
Yeah. But like, I really wanted to go and like spend like, you know, a decent amount of money on a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized I didn't have anyone to go with. And then your advice to me, earnestly, and made me laugh so hard, was you should spend more time on forums.
Well, I think you could have met someone online that lives in LA that also would want to go. You know, I feel like if you put it out there into the world online.
Yeah.
Not even just to your friends, just on to the internet at large,
which
you kind of did. And you did get some responses and people were like, I'll go with you. And then you were like, I don't know.
Right. And that's not to say like everyone who responded was so kind.
So nice.
Even
yeah.
offering.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't want to go something about that. I was like very scared that it would be awkward for that person and for me.
Right.
And I was like, ugh, this is so kind of people to
offer.
Are
the tickets sold out now?
I don't know. I haven't checked because I don't even want to. But I think I've accepted it right now that I'm not going to go. And I'm just going to watch the videos very religiously. After.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I wish that I liked. I don't have a problem with K-pop. Like, I like it if it's on, but I don't know anything about it. Like, I wouldn't spend money to go to a convention, but not a convention, whatever it is.
It is a convention/concert. Yeah.
If I hadn't fucked up my car so much and I had some, dispensable income, I wish I could do this for you.
Yeah.
But sadly, I cannot.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It does seem like it would be really fun and a fun experience to talk about, especially if it was awkward and you could talk about it on this podcast.
That's true.
It's a business expense and you could just write it off because this is our job, clearly.
I'll put it on the company card.
Yeah.
Okay. So your anxiety this week.
Oh, back to me.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I mean, like, this is my penance, you know, for being a fucking idiot. I'm paying the price.
Listeners, you can't see it right now, but Rebecca has a shawl over her face and she's dressed in all black.
Yeah.
Here's what I was thinking the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you should do something nice for yourself. And I know that's like the complete opposite of what the situation is, but it is in these times when we need kindness the most, whether it be from yourself or from friends or from strangers. I hope it just hasn't all been like,
no, the thing that's kind of funny about it is that because the amount of money that it's costing me is so great.
Yeah.
Not like great, but like, yeah, great, right. Great, huge, huge mm-hmm. amount. It doesn't feel real. And so it almost feels like when you take out like a crazy loan or when you buy a car, when it's student debt, like people are in $40,000 of debt and they still buy stuff because that amount, they're paying it off. But it's when something is so great, it's like, to an extent, it doesn't feel real. It feels like, which is not a smart way of thinking about it, but it is like a sort of, I can't help it. Like my brain is not even processing that I'm going to have to like put almost $3,000 on a credit card is like, makes me want to throw up.
Yeah.
But it happens. It's not the worst thing in the world. You know, people are dying in the streets. So, and I'm one of them. So,
listeners, you can't see it, but Rebecca's wearing a shirt and people are dying in the streets.
Yeah. You know, I'm lucky I have a job. It doesn't pay very well. I definitely can't afford this mistake,
but
like I'm working on it. Like maybe in 8 years, it'll be gone. The debt.
Jesus.
I don't know.
We'll see. Hearing you say great, you mean great as in like the awesome sense.
I mean awesome in the biblical sense. Yes. Yes. Thank you for that Russian nesting doll of like analogies. I don't mean great. Like it's great. I mean great. Like a huge. Like a,
yeah. Like, fuck.
Big fuck.
Yeah.
So money is not the first time money has come up on this podcast. I'm stressed about money a lot of the time, but this is this is the next level.
So do you know when you're going to get your car back?
No, and I forgot to ask.
Yeah.
And so I was going to call my mechanic and find out because when I was there and I dropped off the car, I was so shell-shocked in the wake of everything that I was like, walked away. I just like left it there and I walked away and I didn't even ask. And then I called and he didn't pick up. And the side effect of me not having a car means that I'm walking more. Mm-hmm. So I took a Lyft to therapy on Friday. Obviously, we spent the whole time fucking talking about this.
Yeah.
Which is such a waste of time, but whatever. And then my therapist is like 2.5 miles from home. I walked home.
Holy shit.
It was very fucking hot.
We're
in the midst of a heat wave. And I felt really good walking. It was really, really great. And I didn't even listen to music or a podcast or anything. I just walked and alone with my thoughts. And like, I didn't realize until 1.5 miles into the walk that I wasn't listening to anything.
Right.
I was just like so in the zone.
Right.
But anyway, I actually passed my mechanic on the way home. he's en route to home. And I had just called him and he didn't pick up. And then I was like, do I just pop in and ask? And I was like, ugh, I feel too depressed. Like, I just kept walking. But so then I texted him because he had texted me a screenshot, like a photo of the itemized estimate. Mm. And so and then he texted me, like, bring it in at this time on this day. And so I did. And so I just responded on that chain. And I said, like, hey, I forgot to ask, like, how many days do you need for the repair? And he just never responded. He just ghosted me. I don't know. I'll check in this week.
Yeah.
Because I gotta know. But I've been walking a lot, and it's been really good for my mental health, and I physically feel really good. Like, I've been walking every day a lot. I mean, I'm not walking to work. It's many, many miles, but right.
I wish I was walking a mile in your shoes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know if they fit, but
I have a question. Like, when you, that's it. Like, I know, like, I don't want it to be insane to me, but it's insane to me that you didn't listen to anything, because I'm trying to, like, disconnect more in general, but, like, I can't, like, I don't remember the last time I've gone to the bathroom without watching a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do that sometimes, too, but I don't know. It just, I had so much on my mind. I'd just gotten out of therapy, so I was just, like, I had a lot in my head, and also, I just daydream really easily. Really good friends who listens to this, actually. Hi, Helen. She texted me like not long ago, like a few days ago. She was like, what do you daydream about? She like sends me these really random texts that I love getting them. They're so funny. But she was like, do you daydream a lot? I was like, yeah, almost constantly I'm daydreaming. Yeah. And sometimes I think I spend more time in my head daydreaming than I do like being aware of my real life, which is probably why I hit my fucking car, because my like awareness of reality sometimes is like not good.
Yeah.
I just like am in my own head, like thinking about other things. I get distracted so easily.
Rebecca, one of your arms is up in the air
right now. Yeah, right now. And no one else is dancing. anyway, so I think I just daydream so easily, and I'm just like always thinking up, like thinking about stuff I have to do, or like fantasizing about like, okay, how's this other interaction going to go? Or like thinking up like stuff I'm writing, like thinking about music I'm writing, like all kinds of things. Like I'm constantly in my own head anyway. So it's not that weird for me to like go long stretches of time in silence, because to me it doesn't feel like silence. But also I was just enjoying listening to the sounds of just like walking down the street and just like the trees and like the cars. Like it was just soothing and there was not a lot of people around. And it really did like, I had just come from a therapy session where I spent so much time talking about something that's so upsetting to me and like financially potentially ruinous, but like walking and just not thinking about much and letting my mind just wander on its own. I don't remember anything I thought about, but I felt so good and relaxed when I got home. Like I felt fucking great. And I was drenched in sweat, like soaking wet.
Yeah, that's honestly like probably part of it. But also there was this class in college that I think I took called walking meditation.
Ooh.
Yeah. And because it was in the winter, we walked around in a basement. But we would walk around in the basement.
And you were all chained together and asked him out. So human centipede.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, this is true.
Crawling in a basement.
Yeah. So like because it was like a multi-purpose room. So like on one end, there's like a mirror. So like sometimes dance classes would be there.
Oh. On the other end, sex dungeon.
I, at that time, was not like a fully fledged human. Otherwise, I would have taken a dance class.
Right.
But now,
looking now, one arm up.
Oh, boy. On one side of the wall, there was this giant printout, low resolution photo of a mountain and a lake. And we were just walking around in a dimly lit basement occasionally.
And chanting, one of us.
So I'm assuming, but we would do things like just like a inhale for 7 seconds and then exhale for 7 seconds.
Oh, totally.
And,
yeah.
So like I'm sure that's like akin to walking an hour.
I did that a little bit as well while I was walking. I was like, anytime I was like shaken to awareness of like where I was and I was not in the daydream anymore, I would like, you know, work on my breathing and like feel like taking each step in a mindful way, like thinking how, making sure, like I spent a lot of the walk focusing on my posture because I have terrible posture. It's the bane of my mom's existence. Every time I see her, she's always like slapping my back and being like, please stand straight. I'm like, I'm trying. Not slapping in a violent way, just like in a loving, mothering way. So I was just like very conscious. I was like trying to like, my dad told me this trick when I was younger and I always remember it and I don't implement it a lot, but it works, that when you have bad posture, if you're trying to walk straight, you have to feel like you're leaning back. So you have to feel like you're actually like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, like leaning back like too much. And then you're actually standing up straight like a normal person.
Jesus.
So I was doing that as I was walking and then my mind would just wander, that I would do it again. And then all of a sudden I was home and drenched in sweat and felt so alive.
Yeah.
So I don't even think about my car. Like, it's all fine.
That's so interesting. Like, I didn't know that we were similar in that. Well, I guess, like, the fact that we both do this podcast where it's like we imagine the worst case scenario for something and then we write it down. Like I truly, like, I'm always daydreaming about, like, stuff.
Yeah. But it's funny because I usually daydream about things going much better than they go.
No, me too. I dream about, like, vindictive, like, success and, like...
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's not... this, oh, boy.
Mine's a little nicer, surprisingly.
I promise most of the time is not vindictive success. that is maybe the least charismatic thing.
Is it just in your head, you're just always like, I'll show you.
No.
Look at me now. Sticking your tongue out at people.
See, I don't know if that's what I sound like. That very well could be how I sound like.
I don't think so.
But it's like basically like, what's the best case? Yeah. How could the social interaction go? Or how can my life go? Best case scenario or what's the worst case?
Yeah,
and I think about those
a
lot.
Yeah.
Rebecca, you prefaced before we got started recording that your scene was very long.
Oh, it's 6 pages. It's fine.
Okay, great.
It's just very dialogue heavy, but that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, so
this am I George?
Yeah, you're gonna be George and Pinky. Pinky only has one line, so don't worry about it. George is my actual mechanic's name. I didn't even change the name.
Gotcha.
And there's something that happens in it that you might think, oh, what is this, a bit of magical realism? This would never happen. He really does have a giant fish in his office, like a huge, like he has a tank. He has a tiny office and there's a tank that's like, it's like a pretty big fish tank, but it has a fish that's almost the size, like a catfish, that's almost the size of the entire fish tank that has been there for at least 2 years.
Jesus.
And a friend of mine also goes to that mechanic, and she said that one time she like asked him about the fish, and he said, ah, my boy. So,
Right,
just for reference.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think he hunts people?
No, he's really lovely.
And you'll play the stage directions in yourself.
Oh, I left something that I was a joke to myself as I was writing and I didn't mean to leave it, but that's fine. in the description of his character. Okay, it's fine. Okay. Yeah, I'm reading the stage directions of myself and you're George and Pinky.
Okay, cool.
Exterior.
Rebecca, what you're referring to right now, I don't even know what that stands for. I know what the first two letters stand for.
It's supposed to be an E. It's a typo.
Okay.
I'm just going to read it out as if it were written out.
Thank you.
Exterior mechanic garage day. Rebecca watches as her mechanic, George, 50s, stocky with considerable big dick energy, walks her through the car repairs.
Bumper, we replaced it. Left fender, replaced it. Left headlamp, replaced it. This is repainted. Metal bracket,
okay, it all looks great. I'm sure you took care of everything.
It was a lot of work.
I can see that. Thank you so much for everything.
See, you were so stressed out, very nervous, but like I told you, we fixed it. Now it's fine.
Yeah, that's not the part I was stressed out about. How much do I owe you?
Okay. Let's go into my office.
He gestures to the office at the side of the garage, and Rebecca follows him inside. Interior mechanic office continuous. George pulls out the invoice.
Bumper, we replaced it. Left fender, we replaced it. Left headlamp, we replaced
it. Yes, I remember. How much?
The original quote with parts and labor was $2,582.27. We found some more damage inside when we opened it up, so now it's $3,025.13.
Wait, it's more than what you quoted me? You said that if it was more than the estimate, you would call me before, and if it was less than the estimate, it would be a nice surprise when I came in.
No. You misremembered. I said that if it's less than the estimate, I would call you, and if it was more, it would be a surprise.
that doesn't make any sense, George.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so funny. Okay, I fixed the dent in the hood free of charge. This is a very good deal.
I told you I didn't care about the hood. You know what? It's already done, so this is pointless. Here. She hands George the credit card. He goes to take it, but she's holding on too tightly.
Rebecca?
They are tug-of-warring the credit card. Just give me a second.
You have to let go of the card.
I know. Just hold on a fucking second. I'm trying.
Rebecca.
I fucking know. I'm trying. God, fuck.
It's okay. Just let go. It's all okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't. No, it's okay. Don't cry.
I'm not. Jesus Christ. I'm fine. It's fine. Just don't look at me.
Do you want me to let go of the card?
No. It's fine. I'm going to let go.
Are you sure?
I'm letting go. I'm doing it.
Okay. Take your time.
Please just give me a second.
No, I am. Oh, sorry.
Okay. She lets go of the card. She lets go of the card. They both stagger backwards and crash into opposite ends of the tiny room. Rebecca knocks over a fish tank and a catfish the size of a fucking catfish. They're big. Look it up. Like 2 feet long. Too big for a mechanic's office fish tank. The catfish slips out of the tank and flops onto the floor, gulping desperately. Oh, fuck.
My boy. No.
Oh, my God.
Pinky.
A short, wiry man bursts in. This is Pinky.
What's wrong, boss?
George is kneeling on the floor, cradling the catfish in his arms and wailing.
Quickly, help. Damage in the spare tank.
Pinky scoops the catfish into his arms and runs out of the office. George gets up and wipes his sopping hands off on his dark pants.
Okay, where were we?
Oh my God, George, I'm so sorry. George waves his hand as if to say, don't even worry about it.
Okay, let's finish what we started here.
Right, okay. George picks up the credit card from where it had fallen on the floor in the chaos. He goes to swipe the card. Rebecca wrings her hands and hyperventilates in the corner.
It's been declined.
Oh no, try it again, please.
Declined again.
Fuck. Let me call the credit card company. Cut to 5 minutes later because customer service calls are too fucking tedious to even fantasize about, and I've done it in a previous scene. I refuse to live through it again. Okay, we're all good to go. George swipes the card.
Fantastic. Sign here?
Great. Rebecca goes to sign. The ink runs all over the place because she's openly weeping onto the receipt.
No, please, it's okay.
I know it's okay, George. Please stop calling attention to it. You are ruining my life.
Oh, okay.
All right, all done. Thanks for fixing the hood for free.
Of course. Don't forget to review us on Yelp.
Please just give me the keys. I need to leave. He hands the keys over.
Drive safe.
Rebecca walks out of the office and gets into her car. She starts it and goes to back out into the street. A truck making a blind turn immediately rear-ends her and totals the car. Rebecca gets out of the car, shaking uncontrollably. George and Pinky, who is still holding the fish, watch on in shock, all three of them with their mouths gaping open. Rebecca calmly walks back to the garage, gets a canister of gasoline, walks back to the car and douses it. She pulls out a lighter and lights the car on fire. It explodes as she walks off into the sunset. End scene. Thank you. So
this is so funny.
Oh, thanks.
I could not, like, oh.
I'm hoping it doesn't go down that way when I go to pick up my car, but you never know.
Just something about the logical, like, if it was less, I'd give you a call. If it was more.
He really did say, like, if it's more than that, don't worry, I'll call you and I'll let you know. Right. And I was like, what if it's less? He's like, then it'll be a nice surprise when you come in. That's really cute, actually. But God forbid if I misheard him.
Yeah. Holy shit. God damn. Okay, so in the meantime, while you're waiting for your car,
yeah,
I'm glad that it's like welcome to Silver Lining Junction.
Yeah.
Population us.
Great segment.
Thanks. But like that you're walking more.
Yeah. I mean, I still have to take lifts and like Noah's driving me places and stuff. Like,
right.
You know, I'm doing my damn best. You know what I mean? We're all just trying.
Yeah.
Trying our best. It's okay. Money's a bitch, but like, yeah. I'm alive. I didn't hurt myself.
Yeah,
it could be worse.
God.
I don't know. I haven't told my parents about this.
Do you think you will?
No.
Yeah.
I'm too embarrassed.
No,
I'm genuinely too embarrassed.
I think that's fine. Like,
I just don't want, you know what I don't want?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to tell my dad just because like, I wouldn't be asking him for money. I mean, he's already helping me with something like helping me pay for my surgery that I had. So it's like,
yeah.
I don't want to ask him. And then at the same time, I don't want him to feel guilty that I can't ask him. And more than that, I don't want him to hear the amount and be like, you fucked up. It shouldn't be that much. I don't want him to tell me that I made a mistake. And then I have to feel right. bad that I made a bad choice because I trust my mechanic. I've been to him before. Like, you know,
yeah.
I don't want to be told that, like, I don't want to have to feel even worse about myself that I made a mistake. And maybe he wouldn't say that, but like,
yeah.
He knows more than I do about cars.
Well, Rebecca, like, can I just say something? Like,
yeah.
The reason why I'm just a little suspicious is that when you were retelling the story to me in real life, you were like, I was a little unsure, but then the catfish whispered to me.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
That's,
just go for it. Yeah. My boy. There's also a really big dog there when I went. Which, I don't know, it doesn't really affect the story at all, but it was, he's really collected. He just has a thing for like humongous animals.
Jesus.
I've never seen a person with a pet catfish. It blew my mind. He has whiskers.
Do you think he considers cars big animals?
Yeah, they're all my boy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, this this is unrelated, but like tangentially related, but like every time I drive in LA, people here drive like fucking lunatics.
They do like, drive like lunatics.
I'm so excited to go like back to upstate New York, even just for a visit, just to see how people drive.
Like, it's amazing when you like, I learned to drive in New York and then
New York City?
Yeah, New York City.
Oh, okay.
But then I learned to drive there. I got my license there, but only specifically learned because I was moving to LA and I was planning on driving across the country. Like we did a road trip across the whole country, and I went from never having driven in my life to having a license and a month later driving across the country. So I only ended up doing like 25% of the driving.
Right.
And Noah did the rest of it. But I basically did the bulk of my learning in LA. So I feel like I drive like an LA driver or whatever. I guess people in New York are not much better. New York City driving is very similar. But when I'm out of town, if I'm some other place and I'm like in a car, it is so noticeable how different people drive in different places. It stresses me the fuck out when you're in a place where people drive really slow.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ever go to Vegas, people drive like fucking maniacs. Like it makes LA look like, I almost had a panic attack driving in Vegas.
Isn't it like because like people with nice cars want to show off? Like
I don't know, but the roads are insanely wide. Like the highway is like, highway or freeway, whatever, is like so many lanes and it's so wide.
How many lanes?
Too many. And there's the cars, everyone has a huge car.
Yeah.
And they're driving so fast. Also parts of the country, like there's parts of Texas that when we were cross countrying, like we were road tripping, like it's like a tiny, narrow, I literally had a panic attack. I almost got into an accident because I was having a panic attack while I was driving. There are in very narrow, two lane, the entire highway is just two lanes, one lane going one way, one lane going the other way. You're driving, there's no barrier in between,
right.
And there's no speed limit. So, or it's like the speed limit is like 80. So like people are driving 100 and there's huge trucks, like 18 wheeler, like trucks coming at you. They're driving the opposite direction and they're fucking massive and they're driving at full speed. I drove at one point, I remember just driving and just screaming at the top of my lungs because I was terrified. And then I was driving at night and I almost drove into a mountain. So
Jesus Christ.
And then I didn't drive again for another day or so because I was just like, I can't, I'm too fragile for this. But this was years ago. I'm much better. Now I would be fine.
Yeah.
But at 22, I was like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah.
The fact that my parents let me do that is hilarious because they had no fucking idea.
Do your parents drive? Being
my
in
dad
New York?
Drives.
Oh, okay.
My dad drives.
Yeah.
Because he works a lot in like Queens and stuff. It's like different.
I think I've never driven cross country, even though I'm like, grew up in New York. But I feel like the only way I'd be able to do that is if I took my goddamn time. Like,
yeah, we took like 9 days.
Okay.
It wasn't like a fast. I
don't know what the normal amount is, but just like,
I mean, technically, I think you can do it in five.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
But like, that's crazy. Like, we also like wanted to make a trip of it. Like, we wanted to see places. It was like fun.
Right.
You can do it faster if you like never stop. If you like only stop to sleep.
Right.
But that's, it feels horrible.
Yeah. I get very, very anxious when I don't sleep a lot and then I have to drive. Like,
it's very stressful.
Yeah. That's why I go to bed. That's honestly one of the biggest reasons.
I've driven to work on no sleep Jesus. Before and I wish I hadn't.
Yeah,
you know, nothing happened, but like, this is horrible to admit, but there have been a couple times where I remember not actually like maybe like only 2 weeks ago, like I didn't sleep. I only slept 2 hours, I think.
Yeah.
I drove to work and I felt crazy and everything was fine. I was at work, but I started to fall asleep at work and I was like, I have to go home. And I was driving and I was like low key falling asleep as I was driving. And I was like, I had to like slap myself in the face to drive home because I was so tired.
I feel like in those situations, so like truly, like I can hear my parents' voice being like, "Just take a car,"
100%. Yeah, they would always,
But when you're in the moment and you don't have anyone, like when you don't tell anyone and like no one, like
is no there to talk to you about you. It,
and there's no Professor Oak in the back of your mind. You can't use that. You know? You just do it. I've made similarly. I feel like it's in college, like dumb decisions on no sleep. And
the first year that I lived in LA, I had so much driving anxiety. I had so much fear. I didn't drive on the freeway even once for like, honestly, a full year of driving here. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't until like we did like a weekend trip to San Diego, and then like on the way home, I had to drive on the freeway. Like, we had no choice, and it was my shift to drive. And it was night, and I literally fell asleep as I was driving.
Jesus Christ.
I woke up. I only fell asleep. It was only, like, maybe, like, a few seconds, but, like, I actually fell asleep. It was really scary. But after that experience, we made it home alive, and I was like, I'm free. And then the next day, I drove to work taking the freeway.
Oh, okay.
That was, like, 4 years ago.
Well, Jesus, I hope that...
Yeah.
For the both of us, we never ever...
No. I don't know. It's not good. But what I was saying was, like, it took me until, like, it took me a year of driving in the city before I didn't feel... One time I was going to a job interview, and I was still very attached to GPS. Like, I was new to the city. I mean, I still use GPS all the time, but, like, I was new to LA, new to driving,
right.
Didn't really know where I was going. And so I didn't realize that you could put... Or I forgot that you can put a no highway or no tolls or whatever, like, on your phone, on GPS, on Google Maps.
Yeah.
And I hadn't done that, and I had the job interview, and I thought that, oh, I knew what route I was going to take, but I wanted it for security.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it put me on the freeway, and I had never been on the freeway alone before.
Yeah.
And I had to exit really fast. I had to cross, like, 5 lanes of traffic and exit, like, within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was so frazzled and so anxious that I had to, like, sit in my car for, like, 10 minutes just doing breathing exercises before I went up for the interview, because I was so, like, I thought I was going to lose my fucking mind.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, the freeway is, like, nothing to me, but, like, it used to give me so much anxiety, like, I would shake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could talk about how horrible the LA infrastructure is, but we won't.
Yeah, no.
That's worst case construction.
I think a lot of people have driving anxiety. I don't think it's that weird.
No. I do think that it has to be common, especially here in LA.
I think so.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be right back. Back.
Hi.
Okay. We changed the format from the first season, if you haven't noticed, where we would both read scenes. But welcome to a segment. So I don't have anything written, but welcome to a segment called And Now Me. This is a segment where...
Oh my God.
I talk about what's going on in my life and what's giving me a little bit of anxiety. Okay, all right.
Oh my God.
Season 2. So much production value.
Self-indulgent.
Okay. So this will air after what I'm about to talk about happens, but I'm going back to visit my family for... like a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's about to move to San Francisco, and my mom's going to stay in upstate New York for a little while, both due to, like, just, like, job changes situation. Like, everything's fine. But my mom was, like, wanted to take a day trip to, like, a national park nearby. I can't remember which one. And she was like, hey, like, I can't. Your dad and I have been looking for hotels. We can't really find any. Like, literally everything seems to be booked up. And I was like, oh, that's okay. I want to just do a day trip. Like, it's 2 hours there, 2 hours back. Let's just do a day trip. Because I didn't want to stay in a hotel with them anyway.
Why?
Because, like, no. I don't want to stay in the same room with my parents. Like,
what, for one night? Why?
I just, like, it's, like, awkward, and I, like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I've just, like, done it too much. Not like anything's going on, but, like, I just, like, no. I would much rather have my privacy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Minor annoyance, but then
no,
my...
that makes sense.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, my mom was like, that sounds good. And then later she called back being like, we found an Airbnb. And I was like, fuck,
but
I
should've... Airbnb means you will have your own space, right?
Sorry, I think... It was a hotel or some situation where it was like one room. And I was like, that's good. I was like, I should have communicated that I didn't even want to.
Right.
So, like, I'm a little worried about that, but I'm very okay swallowing like
it's
that.
It's what they want it. You know, you gotta.
So that's like something that I'm.
That's annoying.
Anxious about. But ultimately, I am. None of my friends will be there, I don't think. But I am going, glad to be going back to.
You're just going for like a long weekend?
For a long weekend, yeah.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. It's quite a trip for a long weekend, but yeah.
This is like a horribly, horribly perverse thing to say, but I miss traveling. Like, mm-hmm. Even just cross country. I don't like being in the same place for too long. And I know I could easily remedy this even by driving an hour to somewhere else near here, but it's a...
No, it's totally, that's totally true.
Yeah.
You get stir crazy, you know? Also just getting out of, when you have anxiety... And you associate it with certain, like, things in your routine, just leaving, going some other place, it like resets you a little bit, right?
For sure. And I remember as I went back over Christmas, like I went to my campus and it was very snowy and I was just alone and it was like...
That's nice.
It was nice.
Yeah. Oh. Is that the last time you were home?
I think so. Yeah.
How was it?
I think it was fine. Like my parents and I relationship have definitely gotten better with time, especially after like college and stuff. But I think it was fine. But so staying at home is never like never that bad. Again, I have my own room. but yeah, I'm like I'm looking forward to, because like I don't know my parents that well.
What?
Like in the sense that like.
People?
Yeah. I hate to generalize, but like even someone else, like another podcast host who's also Chinese, she was like saying like my parents don't like talking about like their childhood and stuff.
Oh, that's
and
interesting.
So I'm very much looking forward to like asking them.
You want to get to know them a little bit.
Yeah. Especially just the question, what were you doing when you were my age? Mm-hmm. Because I just wanted to gauge that.
Yeah.
That
sounds really nice.
Yeah. So hopefully it'll
and
be
healthy.
Productive. Like, not productive. Who gives a shit? But just nice and like fruitful. I can't find a second adjective.
How about relaxing?
Nice, yeah, relaxing.
Re-energizing, revitalizing.
Yeah. Another thing that like I've kind of been anxious about is like and I don't know if it merits a scene or not, because I'm not trying to be on any dating apps of any kind right now. But mm-hmm. like I keep thinking about like, what if I just like, what if the person that I'm not, like supposed to be with is supposed to be with, can't you see the stars in my eyes, but like, isn't in LA. Like for some reason that like struck me one day and it's like, probably not here.
But that is operating on the belief that there is a person, like
right.
that's like the soulmate thing. Like that means that you think that there's one person out there, that one perfect person, that's impossible.
Yeah.
Millions of people in the world.
Yeah, I don't necessarily believe that like it's one person. Like I was about to say, Jesus, what a romantic. You make do with what you got. But, like,
I mean, kind of you do.
But like, yeah. And I don't know. The thought of just going back on dating apps and like Haley, who did our art, mm-hmm. We were talking one day and we were talking about dating apps and I was like, you know, I don't have that, and plus I don't have that good photos of me. And she was like, I could take good photos of you. And I was like, okay, Haley, but like if we do that, we can never talk about it. Like, like I won't be able to look you in the eye for 24 hours or something.
Right,
and like
right.
we can't.
Yeah.
Same thing with like I don't want to like write a bio or anything. She's like, I can help you, like or message people. And it's like,
it's
again.
The like, thing is, like, it's kind of funny. I don't know if this is the same, but like, it's so much easier to help someone else than help yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I would always rather reorganize another person's closet than my own.
Right.
I would always rather like write something on someone else's behalf than for myself, like to promote myself. I'd rather promote someone else and promote myself.
Yeah.
You know, like people offer, it's like kind of fun. Like,
yeah.
I know it is embarrassing. For sure it's embarrassing. But no one else is thinking it's embarrassing. Only the person receiving this favor is feeling embarrassed.
Yeah. So maybe I should just accept when people are being generous and make a profile or something. But like I don't have that many photos of me with like friends. You know that one photo in everyone's like profile where it's like,
I have never been on a dating app.
Oh, no.
Is there usually, there's usually group photos and solo photos.
Yeah.
And then there's like photos that are, people are conspicuously cropped out. Right? I feel like I've seen that on like the Vanity Fair, like Questlove, like swipes through your,
app
or whatever.
I think like the pillars are the good solo shot.
Yeah.
The one that proves you have friends where you're with friends.
Yeah.
And like your dog.
Oh,
The holy trinity of dating
app. Oh, dude.
App.
Yeah. I fully believe that some dudes in LA only get dogs to
meet people.
Yeah. Girls. Yeah.
And I can't do that. I can't handle the responsibility of a dog.
No, you for sure should not get a dog.
Right.
You wouldn't want a dog anyway.
You're
frightened. You're terrified.
Sometimes there's a...
You can have a picture of yourself like running away from a dog. That might be like fun and cute.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm just like...
Is that what's keeping you off the apps more than anything else?
No, it's also just the fact that like I don't like...
You're still not ready.
Yeah. I don't even have the energy to like...
Yeah.
The message someone, hey, what's up? Like, I can't.
It's interesting you say that you don't even think, you're not even sure that the person that you might want to meet is in LA. And then you said, like, probably not, but, like, you came here because of specific interests that you have, and presumably you would want to date someone that has at least sort of similar interests. You're more likely to meet someone in a place that you intentionally move to because of your interests rather than, like, in the middle of the country where that thing doesn't exist.
Right. I think, like, what I'm hoping for maybe is, and I obviously, like, this isn't like a needle and thread type of thing, and it's also not locked in. Jesus, what am I, a sports announcer?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know either.
It's a lot of nonsense.
But it's just like, I've had the thought before, like, maybe who you're looking for is someone who, like, appreciates, like, writing and art and TV, but is not
trying to do it, but just, like, likes it. Yeah.
Because it's also indicative of what potentially could be their personality and, like, their values.
Fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's now me.
I mean, that's a pretty, I hope you have a good time on your trip. It does sound like kind of fun.
I'm going to bring my Nintendo Switch. It's going to be very exciting.
Oh, you're going to play in the national park?
No.
Just pull out all your wires and whatever the fuck. I don't know.
I'm just excited to bring it on the plane.
Oh,
You didn't see that Switch commercial where they're like, you can take it on the go and play it on a rooftop.
It's like when you don't know a language and it's spoken around you, you don't even know if you know what anyone's even speaking. Like, it's so, like, if I saw that commercial, I would not even know what to tell you if I saw it or not. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've shared some anxieties. Oh, God. You know, when you can, like, for a moment I had an out-of-body experience.
You look a mess.
Yeah, because I could see myself, like, trying to be a radio DJ, trying to transition into a different segment.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
This is a...
Oh,
moderate case scenario for gradual self-improvement assignment.
I'm having a Pavlovian like reaction to this theme music.
Where we'll talk about what we're gonna do this coming week and the weeks following to improve our mental health. Okay, I want to go on more walks and be more active because I went on a run yesterday. I walked for a considerable amount.
No, it's great.
But definitely, like, I so want to be more active and. I've been talking for a while, but, like, even though I've been, like, making my bed and that's been going great, like, I still won't get out of bed quick enough in the morning. And I don't mean, like, a military boot camp? I just mean, like, I spend too long watching videos in bed and I would much rather, like, make breakfast or go outside. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's really tough.
It's those...
when you wake up, you just, I mean, the last thing you would want to do.
Yeah.
It's hard to force yourself.
Yeah.
You could hire someone to sort of hit you with a cane until you get out in the morning.
and like a weird way?
I mean, you know what? Like, I'm trying to explore all options of, like, how to make money on the side. I bet you that's a side hustle. I bet you someone would take your money for that.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to, like... I recorded this, like, I put my phone on my electric piano and I recorded this little video to post on Instagram, and I got a lot of enjoyment out of that.
That's so nice.
So I might just try to do that more.
Was that recently?
It was, like, kind of recently.
Oh, did I not watch it?
It was,
I don't remember.
It was that song that's like, da na 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 na, we gotta get it right back to where
Oh, yeah, good song.
It's like, and I have no idea what happened, but it was like late at night and I found myself just playing that all of a sudden, like figuring it out. I was like, I have to share this. Like,
yeah.
It was
really funny.
It was really strange.
Yeah.
What's your moderate case scenario for gradual self-improvement?
So I have been walking more. It's really going great. The other day I hit 13,500 and something steps.
Holy shit.
Like, so fucking cool. Like, I never do. And I really did feel good. And I walked a lot yesterday. So I think just continuing on with that for sure. Because I also, like, now desperately need money, I'm thinking of maybe trying out that app WAG, which is like...
Yeah. Haley's on it.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, for dog walking. Because, like, I like dogs. I'm not responsible enough or financially stable enough to have one, clearly. But it would give me an excuse to make some amount of extra money, even though it's so small.
Right.
And also, like, give me an excuse to walk in the evenings, like, after work.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try it out. I'm going to see. I know you have to do, like, a training first or something, but I'm looking into that now. And then...
Well, I hear, like, in the training, they make you do, like, a crab walk and
everything.
Yeah.
They I'm really good at that. I can walk on the ceiling. My eyes roll in the back of my head, and my hair sticks up on all ends.
Right.
It's, like, very cute and very high fashion. So I'm going to try to do that and see if that helps offset some of my horrible problems. And yeah, like the other day I was home alone and I just like played guitar for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I hadn't done it for that long in like a while. Like I have for like bursts, but like...
What do you play when you play guitar?
I just fuck around. Or just my own stuff. But it like took my mind off of everything. And I was just like, okay, I can do this more. I was putting it off for a while. I wasn't like going too crazy with it because of my wrist, but like I'm working on it. I'm feeling better. So like, yeah, doing that more. So more music, more art, more walking. I think I'm definitely like taking steps to like take control over my life more. And I've been like, I think therapy is really helping me, I have to be honest. Like, I've noticed, like, changes.
You know what? I'll say it.
Yeah. I've noticed, like, I'm doing better. Like, I'm more aware of myself. I'm, like, less, I don't know, less, like, defeated, I think. I feel like I have a little more control. It's going really, I think it's going well.
Yeah.
I really like my therapist.
No, she sounds
really
great.
She's really great. She's, she's really helping.
I think like I with therapy and just like, I really don't know how to relax. Like even
playing piano doesn't help you.
Like not with the sole like purpose of like being relaxed, like truly like letting your,
but it's like, it's a distraction that's fun and like enriching.
Yeah. For sure. But my shoulders are still tense while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like little stuff like that. But lately this is seemingly the opposite of like taking charge of your life, which welcome to chicken soup for the teenage soul. But like, it was like I found that if you just like surrender yourself to whatever's happening, like truly, and like you don't try it, it's hard.
Yeah.
That helps.
It does. Yeah.
And I've been working part time with another podcast called Doughboys. I feel like I should just say this because they like gave me a switch when I first started working
that's
with
so
them.
Nice.
I almost cried. It was the nicest
that's
thing that
so
like
sweet, yeah.
Yeah. And we're all just
they're good boys.
Yeah, it was so stupidly nice. But like I realized that like because I'm working for them, I'm a lot more motivated in almost every other part of my life.
That's
because
awesome.
I have like and I know that, like, if you talk to me, if me 3 months ago, super depressed, was listening to me talk right now about being motivated, I would want to punch myself in the face. I just want to get that out there because I know it's like, I don't know. It's not like the most friendly or empathetic thing to, supportive thing to say to someone who might be feeling anxious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess.
But I all that's to say is like, yeah, I'm slowly finding like what type of environment I do well in.
Yeah. Also, I will say that like doing more things.
Yeah.
I think everyone is always saying that they're busy and they don't have time for stuff. And it's true. However, we all waste a lot of time. And like the more I have on my plate, the more stuff I'm expected to do or the more stuff I do, the more productive I am. Like suddenly it's like my time has multiplied. And so it's like you're doing more stuff and it's like fun and it's like, you know, a job. And I don't know. It's like, it's good.
Yeah,
it makes
sense
that you're more motivated because you're doing more. It's like it begets itself.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I found that like I don't think that it's true. You know, like the more bitter the medicine, the better, the stronger it is, or like the more beneficial to you it'll be. Like I believe that's true to some extent. I don't believe it's always true because it excuses like, I don't know, suffering, like,
or
it allows suffering. But like, I've had that thought too of like the busier you are, like, the more the not the better you feel, but
the more productive you are, and then you feel better about yourself because you're doing more and you don't feel like a piece of shit. And then like, also you're distracted. You don't have time to think about, you don't have time to dwell in your not productive thoughts because you're so busy doing things.
Yeah. And like, I was like, thank you for like, thank you to whatever entity you believe. Yeah. It's just like, why couldn't it have been like, playing video games just like achieves the same result. Like, oh, of course it has to be this like paradoxical.
It has to be this. Yeah. This thing that, like you'd never, it's not the thing that you would assume would be helpful, but it actually is.
It's the mature, I told you of like.
Yeah, kind of.
Productivity in society.
But it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being busy is actually really good.
Yeah.
I always want to have nothing on my schedule and want to be able to do absolutely nothing. But then I'll never, like, it doesn't make you feel better at the end of the day. Yeah. So.
On that note.
Yeah.
That's our episode.
All right.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Worst Case Scenario.
Please rate and review us on iTunes.
Yeah, it really
helps. We
love
it. it helps.
It's all about those charts, baby. next week on the show, we have Kevin Bartelt. You might know him as Chef Kevin.
Oh my God.
From Hollywood Handbook. And he was great. I'm so excited.
Yeah, he was really great. We said next week we'll have, but we already recorded it, obviously. Yeah. It's our first ever guest.
Yeah,
and I think it went really well.
I was really nervous.
You were visibly nervous. It was funny. He could tell you were nervous.
Yeah.
I wasn't nervous, for the record. And I don't know if that helps. I wasn't nervous at all. I felt great.
If you want, please feel free to email us at worstcasescenariopod@gmail.com. We might read it on the air, but even if we don't, we'll respond to you. We respond to everything.
Yeah, and it just, like, you know, makes us feel good. No, it's just, like, it's fun to interact.
Yeah, we genuinely like hearing from people.
Yeah, it's really nice.
You know, to combat the eternal loneliness.
Oh, yeah. That old thing. We've all felt that.
We're on Instagram at Worst Case Scenario Pod and Twitter at Worst Case Pod. I know those don't match, but you gotta do what
did
you
we
gotta
say what
do.
Our, did we say what our email address is? I don't think we did. WorstCaseScenarioPod@gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Our art was done by @artbyroughhouse. That's RUFFHOUSC on Instagram.
Maybe she'll take a photo of Yusong when he gets back on Tinder.
And our music was done by @notalent____ on Twitter. And you should check him out.
Because he actually has a lot of talent.
Yeah. Oh. All right. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.